This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day, not such a great week even, perhaps, for the Olympics, these woe-be-gone Olympics that's a year late. It was supposed to be 2020. It has now had an opening ceremony that was usually almost universally panned. But it does have its firsts. It does have its history-making aspects. One of them, the first transgendered female, meaning someone who was born a man and lived most of his life as a man, but has now become a woman and is qualified and may even win a medal in weightlifting. It's an athlete named Laurel Hubbard from New Zealand. Her father was the former mayor of Auckland, which is one of the largest cities in New Zealand. Very wealthy family. And now she is competing in weightlifting. That raises what is called a gold medal question by Charles Lipson. I'm proud to have him back as a guest on our show. The question is, should women's sports even exist? Charles, one reason that women's sports would have to exist is because you have somebody like this who considers that she is in fact a woman and she wants to participate. She wouldn't have a chance in men's weightlifting. So what's the problem here?
Well, she actually did compete formally in men's weightlifting. And now, I think that what happens is that the debate gets tied up when the question arises, is this really a woman? Because she says she is, and we generally respect how people choose to identify themselves, although I should say we don't always do it. If Rachel Dolezal called herself African-American, and we didn't accept that. But some people say, well, yes, she is, and others say, no, she isn't. But that's not, I think, the right way to resolve the question. In fact, it's unresolvable that way. The right way to do it is to ask, should we have women's sports at all? And if the answer to that is yes, then you have to ask, well, why? So let me ask you, Michael, why do you think we should have women's golf or women's bowling leagues or a women's basketball league?
Well, I think that you reveal the answer in your column. I should mention, of course, that Professor Lipson taught international relations at the University of Chicago for many years, where he was a professor in the political science department. And his research deals with international cooperation and conflict and political aspects of the world economy. So, Professor Lipson, what you say in your column, and I think it's entirely true, is that we require women's sports to encourage women's participation. I think generally people believe that participating in athletics is a good and healthy and satisfying, enjoyable thing for most people, and that really in most sports, as you point out, except for maybe sharpshooting or the equestrian events, the horseback events, for most sports, a woman would not be competitive against men.
Because of biological differences, biological males and females differ systematically in size, strength, speed, height, lung capacity, and agility, among other things. I think that if you want to have fair competitions and you want to encourage, as you said, Michael, women to compete, then you have to recognize those differences. Now, there are other kinds of differences. The Kenyan runners always win the Boston Marathon. they systematically seem to beat American and European runners. But we would all say that a racial division of that competition would violate our deepest held beliefs about
yes, sure.
Along racial lines.
But let me raise another example. In boxing, they don't have welterweights competing with heavyweights, do they? Charles, I think there's something wrong with the phone line here. I'm not hearing, getting you back yet. Jeremy, are we okay? Yeah, we're going to try again. But obviously, they have a lot of boxing Olympic events. They have wrestling events, and people are qualified by weight. But there are other differences other than weight that are equally significant for competitive purposes. And Professor Lipson writes, "We consider it a national disgrace that black baseball players were excluded from Major League Baseball until Jackie Robinson ran onto the field on April 15, 1947. His race had no bearing on his skill as a ball player. Yet no one today would celebrate a Rory McIlroy or Dustin Johnson integrating the women's professional golf tour." Why the objections to McIlroy or Johnson on the women's tour? For the same reason golf courses provide separate tees for women, Lipson writes. The same reason the WNBA uses a smaller basketball. I didn't know that. Than their male counterparts. The same reason there are thriving women's leagues in tennis, soccer, bowling, and dozens more. It's not about the social construction of gender, he writes. It is about biological differences that bear directly on performance. But it doesn't always bear as decisively as it does with, oh, say, most track and field events, sprinting or distance running or hammer throwing. What about skateboarding? Why should they do separate male-female competitive competitions in skateboarding, Charles?
I really don't know. I was born long after the long before the skateboarding craze. But it seems to me that the general question is: are there going to be systematic differences? And what you can do is you can have, as far as I'm concerned, the way to sort that out would be to have some mixed gender competitions and then see if there were they were sorted out by gender. I mean, the point I make about the golf driving distances, for example, and so forth, but that might not be decisive. If women played a better short game in golf and could beat men on average a number of times, then you could have joint competition or separate competition. It wouldn't matter to me. What I think is unfair is if you do have these systematic differences, that a person could take advantage of them to compete against women who were disadvantaged. Again, it's not saying that the transgender woman isn't a woman. It's saying that the woman is not, it's not fair for her to compete with other women.
That's Charles Lipson, his piece, which is fascinating and provocative and very well worth considering, is called Gold Medal Question, Should Women's Sports Events Even Exist? Good question. He makes the point that on the men's professional tour, the average drive in golfing is 295.5 yards. On the women's tour, even the longest hitter doesn't drive the ball that far as an average competitor. Charles Lipson is the Peter B. Ritzma Professor of Political Science Emeritus at the University of Chicago. And Charles, thanks for the piece. We're posting it up at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, the latest arguments about vaccines and should there be discrimination of any kind against people who choose against them. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
MedVet Show, the ratings for the Olympic Games opening ceremony were down. They're down 36% compared to 2016. 2016 Olympics, in case you forgot, were in Rio, but they were down even further compared to the Olympics in Pyeongchang. That was in 2018, the Winter Olympics. That opening ceremonies there had 27.8 million people tuned in. This one hit 17 million people. Early broadcast numbers suggest that some 10 million people watched the event online on TV. But with the previous Olympics, it was another 20 million people. This is disastrous ratings. The figures for the Tokyo Games mark the lowest Olympic audience for an opening ceremony in more than three decades. Some reviews of the opening ceremony pegged it as downbeat compared to previous ceremonies. Others described it as boring. The opening ceremony, Axios says this, ratings decline isn't shocking, given the general decline in linear TV ratings that's been expedited during the pandemic. Ratings for major sports events, including the Super Bowl and the World Series, were also remarkably low this past year, as were ratings for all the major award shows. Olympic opening ceremony viewership has also been in decline for years. Okay, so it wasn't some of the questionable aesthetic decisions that were made for the opening ceremonies for the games. And speaking of questionable aesthetic decisions, I feel for governors right now who are not getting particularly effective guidance from Washington, D.C., and very clearly want to protect their own citizens and want to see them get vaccinated. One of those governors would be Governor Asa Hutchinson, who is governor of the state of Arkansas, which has one of the highest rates of new COVID-19 infection and one of the lowest rates of vaccination. And he spoke to a crowd of citizens who were not at all happy with the way things are going, together with a state vaccine public health official, Dr. Jennifer DeLaha. And this is clip 12, Jeremy. When they started talking about why it is that they know that vaccines are safe, the crowd didn't want to hear it. This is clip 12. Listen.
Does this impact fertility? Well, the answer is no, and that's been the data, but they... Dr. Dillahay, do you want to answer that?
So at this point in time, there is no evidence that the COVID...
40,000 women who shut down from telling their stories. This is ridiculous.
All right, so go ahead, Dr. Dillahay.
So there is no...
Go ahead, Dr. Kelly.
So there is no medical evidence at this time that the COVID vaccines impact fertility. There is a great deal of evidence that the COVID illness itself causes problems with pregnancy and fetal demise. So I think it's important for people to have factual, accurate information.
She just said, we love it, but you keep covering it up. Knowing some people like the guests we've had on our show fairly frequently, and I'm very proud that we have, people from Evergreen Health, like Dr. Rito that we had on last week, and Dr. Palazzo, who was on with us last week, who were two of the senior physicians at Evergreen Health. Why do you think they're covering it up? Do you think that people like this Dr. DeLahey, who is there, or Governor Asa Hutchinson, who is a very solid, very thoughtful, responsible conservative, and very conservative Republican, very pro-life, by the way, why would you believe he would be covering up this question of fertility with vaccinations? And yes, there is an increasing sense of desperation and disillusionment about the lowering rate of vaccinations, because it's directly related, it is unquestionably related very directly to the increasing rate of infection, which is devastatingly negative for not just the individuals who are getting the disease, but for the country. This is the latest report from CBS News, clip one.
7 months after the first shots, only 49% of Americans are fully vaccinated.
Yeah, that national vaccination rate is nowhere near enough to stop the spread of the Delta variant, and now health officials are bracing for an even bigger spike in infections.
Tonight, there are new fears of another COVID surge in Southern California, with vaccinations lagging and the Delta variant spreading. L.A. and San Diego counties are reporting their highest number of cases since February.
How worried are you about the spread of the Delta variant at this point?
I'm terrified.
Nationally, new COVID cases have spiked almost 50%, with increases in all 50 states and 90% of U.S. jurisdictions. Quentin Lucas is the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri.
I think every mayor of a major city in America right now is wondering if it's a time to return to mandates.
So we put everything over there, okay?
Florida is the nation's worst hotspot, accounting for more than 1 in 5 of all new cases. That didn't matter at Miami's Rolling Loud Music Festival, where thousands of people crammed together. In California, protesters rallied against vaccine requirements at this restaurant. There's a renewed push nationwide to reach vaccine holdouts now worried about the Delta variant. Now health officials are considering another round of shots.
It's easier for this Delta variant to overwhelm low antibody levels, and that's why we're considering whether or not some people might need boosters.
Okay. Look, they now report, New York Times just a couple of hours ago, that of the new infections in the last month, 83% are the Delta variant. And which is precisely why they're concerned about the possible need for booster shots. What's amazing to me is I was speaking to you earlier about this polling from ABC News, and they asked adults everywhere, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, and it's really about 50% who have completed their two vaccination shots. So, half and half. And of the half of Americans who are not vaccinated completely, who are at least partially vaccinated, they're very worried about the new Delta variant. 60% of people who are unvaccinated, who are vastly more vulnerable, they're only worried 46%. Why should that be? 1-800-955-1776. We're on the MedVet Show. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering remarks to note the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The president saying that he's calling on Congress to make new laws that ensure that people with disabilities get paid more than minimum wage.
I've also called on Congress to eliminate the discriminatory sub-minimum wage provisions that too often keep people with disabilities from getting good jobs.
In St. Louis, Missouri, a mask mandate is going into effect today, in which everyone 5 and older must wear a mask in indoor public places, as well as public transportation, regardless of vaccination status. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt tells Fox News the mask mandate is a violation of people's freedom.
It's a complete failure. It's about control, and people have had enough, and I'm going to stick up for the people in my state who've had enough, and that's why we're going to file lawsuits.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Michael Medved Show, there's a piece that's interesting and challenging by a writer named David Shribman, who writes over in Pittsburgh that history is full of Americans hating each other. And sure, that's true, and it's illustrated, of course, with a picture from the Civil War and Confederate flag and Union flag. And we are certainly not at the level, I certainly hope and pray not, that people are ready to kill each other over some of the differences we have. But at the same time that that's true, that there were always people who took the point of view that, folks who disagree with me are terrible people, and I have no sympathy for them, it's never been quite like this over something like attempts to save lives. I mean, one of the very few good things about the pandemic is at a time of profound political division, in the midst of a presidential campaign even, and it was a very, very spirited, contentious presidential campaign, there was still a sense that people would come out at night and they'd applaud the medical workers, and this was a big thing in New York City where one of our daughters lives, and as she would join with the pots and pans at the window at 7 o'clock, and people would just applaud for the cops and the medical workers and the ambulance drivers and the medical technicians and the people basically who are keeping life alive. And now we've gotten to the point, I heard a series of interviews that were actually done in Arkansas of medical professionals who were about to give up, because with their emphasis on vaccines, and clearly the only way that we're going to turn back the level of new infections, the only way that we're going to stop this increase, particularly with the Delta variant, is by getting more and more people vaccinated. There is no question about it. It is not a scientifically debatable or just rationally debatable point. And yet people are saying in Arkansas and other places, you heard people booing the governor and the medical director who are just trying to get people vaccinated. There's a sense that the folks who want to try to reduce the cost in human suffering and death and the economy and everything else and closing down businesses, and that people who want to avoid all that by getting more people vaccinated are somehow bad guys? This is a report from CBS News about the uphill battle medical professionals are facing. This is clip 3.
Delta variant is rapidly turning America's attention back to the pandemic and driving the Biden administration to consider a third shot for at-risk Americans. Cases are up in 46 states this past week, especially those with large unvaccinated populations. How bad is it? Well, daily cases are up nationwide 281% since June 19th.
Doctors and nurses in some parts of the country are once again fighting an uphill battle. Hospital beds are running out, cases keep rising, and in some cases there's frustration over a crisis doctors say could have been prevented if more people got the vaccine.
With COVID cases surging nationwide, the Biden administration is acknowledging some of the most vulnerable Americans, like those with compromised immune systems, may need a third vaccine shot. The highly contagious Delta variant is spreading faster than health experts first predicted.
But it's not just the Midwest. Florida is the country's biggest COVID hotspot, with more cases than California, Texas, New York, and Illinois combined. In Miami, Harlan McFun is fighting for his life and regretting he never got the vaccine.
If you recommend anything to anyone, is to get the vaccine.
Important words. I hope that he wins his fight for his life and everybody else does. But look, this is very important stuff. By the way, Florida, for all its other successes in handling the virus, and it has made, frankly, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, a real presidential prospect, someone who at the recent CPAC, he finished second to President Trump as the choice of Republicans for the nomination in 2024. The problem in Florida, the rate of vaccination is below the national average. It's below the national average. And for a wealthy and educated and populous state, that has consequences. And it all has consequences. The basic idea here is that David Shribman writes about, he says, the American problem is writ large in the small print of the latest Gallup poll. And he points out that twice as many Republicans as Democrats trust the police. Makes sense. Twice as many Democrats as Republicans trust the public schools. Twice as many Republicans as Democrats trust organized religion. Twice as many Democrats as Republicans trust organized labor. These figures, he says, underline perhaps the gravest crisis in contemporary American life. Captured by a bracing headline in the respected tablet website last week, Americans hate each other. And what is more, Americans no longer respect important established American institutions. Two trends in the survey are mutually reinforcing and mutually disturbing. The first, the trust gap on police, public schools, religion, and labor. The second, the more general erosion of trust in the sustaining institutions of civic society. Average trust in 14 essential elements of our civilization, already low before the pandemic, dropped another 3 percentage points in the COVID-19 year of 2020. And the least respected institution of them all? Easy question, Congress, by far. Fewer than 1 in 8 of us respects the lawmakers who we have elected to represent us. Look, this is all a profound problem, but when it gets to the point where you cannot trust the doctors and the hospitals and the medical institutions to which we spend a great deal of our national treasure and on whom we count for our very lives, for the lives of our newborn children, for everything. If we can have no trust in this medical profession in America, one of the things, and it's true, and I'm proud to have been a Republican, to be a Republican now, to defend the American medical profession during the Obamacare debates. One of the things that the Democrats always say, oh, they have so much better medical care available in France and the Netherlands and in Canada and anywhere else except America because they have government-run health care. And conservatives like me would always say, but wait a minute, if you get seriously sick, you want to be in the United States. It's why seriously sick people with resources come to the United States. We have a great medical care system. And now we have half of American adults who don't trust the American medical care system enough to get a simple two-shot sequence that could save the country and save their lives. Are you kidding me? Where does that distrust come from? It comes from the same place the other distrust comes from. It comes from believing your own sources of information on the internet, which is full of lies. And again, they've talked about the so-called the disinformation dozen who put forward false information, like that totally false, utterly unjustified idea that somehow the COVID shots cause infertility. They do not. There is no evidence at all. Why do you think if the COVID shots are so terrible that during that first surge of vaccinations, we had an almost immediate reduction in the number of deaths and hospitalizations and even the number of people who actually got the virus at all? 1-800-955-1776. I do have a feeling that maybe, just maybe, over the weekend perhaps, for various reasons, some folks are turning around on this question of vaccines. If that's true for you, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the fascinating developments right now, and this is very visible in all of the public opinion polls, and it's visible just when you go out and talk to people. We were going through a period of time beginning last May with the killing of George Floyd, where the big differences in America all seem to center around race. Now, I'm not saying that the racial differences have been solved, or they've been put aside, because these differences over the vaccinated and the unvaccinated are so profound. I can't think of other situations where I've heard people, and this is on both sides, basically celebrating the death of other Americans. I mean, I'm not talking about death of terrorists or murderers or people that you execute, but death of people who disagree with folks on the COVID-19 issue. I mentioned Phil Valentine, who had been an anti-vaxxer when it came to COVID vaccines and now is recovering in hospital from a serious case of the disease. And he and his family are now trying to urge people to get vaccines, like that individual we heard in the hospital from CBS News. That at least can bring people together. But this level of hostility is so extraordinary and so inappropriate and so destructive. Let's go to Ed in Mill Creek, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, hey, I had to call in and ask, you know, the misinformation comes from both directions. You know, why are they suppressing the actual deaths from people getting the vaccine?
They aren't. Why do you believe that they are?
Because you don't see any of that on any of the
major networks. Because none of it is taking place. Let me ask you this. How is it possible they have lots of deaths with vaccines, but it doesn't turn up on any of the statistics anywhere? How do you hide someone's death?
They go get the vaccine, and the next day they die. Okay, that's happened a number of times, hundreds of times, if not thousands of times.
Okay, it's possible that it's happened hundreds of times. It's possible it's even happened thousands of times. You know why? Because the people who were first to get the vaccines, the very first to get them, are very elderly people because they're the most vulnerable.
There was a teenager.
Okay, I don't know that that's true. I do know, Ed, it's very, very difficult in America with so many different reporters and points of view to hide something. But there has been, not in America, not in any country in the world, widespread death based upon people receiving this vaccine. It has been remarkably effective and safe. Do you believe that somehow America and China and Taiwan and Britain and France and Norway and every other country on earth has somehow hidden the fact that the vaccines are dangerous?
Why are they still lying about the origin of the virus?
No one is lying about the origin of the virus. There's uncertainty about the origin of the virus. But and one of the things that I think, by the way, that would go to deal with what you're saying is once upon a time they did take the position that it was certainly not from a laboratory, it was from nature. Now they're saying, and again, it's Dr. Fauci and everyone else is making the point that it is very likely that it came from a leak from the laboratory. So where's the lie that you're talking about?
Biden got an office. Why did they turn that down? When they cranked it up under Trump, Biden takes office, they turn it down so that the cases don't show up.
Turn
it's
what down?
It's all political, and it's all wrapped
I'm sorry,
lies.
I'm sorry.
Why is it what? All lies?
Wait. What did they turn down when Biden took office?
The method of testing. How they track the virus in your body, they turn it up. Okay.
Ed, you are being taken in by fake news. Of course not. By the way, Trump hasn't even said so. Don't you think?
The mRNA inventor came out against the
Okay, don't you think, Ed, if there were anything like that where Trump had a better method of testing and for political reasons Biden turned it down, Trump or people close to Trump would say something about it? I do. And this is what's so astonishing, is there are a lot of people out there who have great confidence in and great love for President Trump. President Trump got the vaccine. He urges you to get the vaccine. He developed the vaccine, and he deserves credit for it. But for goodness sake, to risk you and your family and where you live, to risk the ability to actually make progress against the virus because of a bunch of fraudsters. And there are a bunch of fraudsters out there. I spent some time reading about the disinformation dozen. Ed, I appreciate your call, but I do hope you'll look into this more. Read more about this Dr. Joseph Mercola, who has been a shady operator for a very long time, and now comes out with a lot of this anti-vax stuff, which is endangering the lives of you and me and people we care about. Kirsten in Tacoma, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Oh, my God. Thanks for taking my call. I feel like we're going down the looking glass after your last caller. I am definitely a person who would self-describe as conservative. I got the vaccine as soon as I could. My husband got the vaccine as soon as he could. We vaccinated our 14-year-old daughter as soon as we could. We are in a place right now, I feel, where this permissiveness that has invaded ourselves, permissiveness and entitlement, okay? When I was a kid growing up and going to public school in Washington State, you had to be vaccinated or you did not go to school. There was none of this opting out for this and opting out for that, okay? We've become too permissive. In the same way that we've become too permissive, we refuse to have the will to enforce laws, which is why we've now given up our public spaces and parks to homeless encampments and drug addicts and the mentally ill. If we're going to live in a civilized society, there has to be a social compact. There has to be a sense of civic duty. There has to be a sense of doing for one another. Everyone is not entitled to their own truth and their own set of facts. We've made it too easy to opt out. So what needs to happen is these institutions and private businesses need to have the courage to say, if you don't vaccinate, you don't come. Okay? First responders need to be vaccinated. Shame on the health organizations for not demanding that every nurse and every doctor be vaccinated. Because you've got people there that didn't take the vaccine, and that sowed more fear among the public. Okay? Firemen need to take it. Police need to take it. You know, Biden could say, hey, you know what? Every federal employee, we're going to lead. We're going to get our own house in order before we knock on your door. So every federal employee takes the vaccine. But
let me mention something else to you, Kirsten. You know, there are 16 states in this country where before you get a welfare payment, you have to take a drug test. You have to be free of certain drugs like cocaine and heroin, obviously, and methamphetamines. You don't get a welfare check if you take those drugs. And David Frum just suggested in The Atlantic, we're going to speak to him tomorrow, should have that same kind of test for people getting federal grants who won't take a vaccine.
Yes, I completely agree. And the airlines could say, not only were you for sure not traveling internationally, because I've been looking into that, but, you know, what about domestically? What if the airlines say, hey, you don't travel, you don't get vaccine, you don't travel. You don't get vaccine, you don't get to go here. You don't get vaccine, you don't go to the office. You can't meet with clients. Good luck with your career. It's been too easy to opt out. Everyone won't do it, but a lot of people that are sitting on the fence could be pushed to the other side if we made it a little more difficult to say
there
no.
There are people who argue, Kristen, and there are people who argue that when you push people too hard, that just stiffens their resolve, and that basically stop talking about it and people will come around. I tend to agree with you. And I agree with you. I think what you said about generally a permissive society and a permissive in the way we handle our streets and our policing and everything else. And the way we are handling this is extremely painful and extremely deleterious. And I appreciate your call. I hope you will call again. You expressed yourself beautifully and profoundly. One last word for people out there who are still wondering about this. How do you explain the great sharp decline in new cases, in hospitalizations, and in deaths? Dramatic decline this spring. And then how do you explain the increase now at a time when a vaccine reception has gone down and has become controversial? Helping save people shouldn't be controversial. Not in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.